It's interesting that this week's parsha is named Yitro. The parsha of Matan Torah is named after a non-Jew, as great as he was, still a non-Jew. Rashi relates to this in the very beginning of the parsha by referring to the specific name of Yitro that's used here in the beginning of the parsha. We know that Yitro had seven names: Ruel, Yeter, Chovav, Chaver, Keni, Putiel. But the one chosen here is Yitro. And Rashi says the name Yeter or Yitro is because an extra parsha was added to the Torah because of him. Yitro's inquisitiveness, his suggestion to Moshe, led to the first parsha in the Torah about appointing judges between Moshe and the Jewish people. It came about bezchuto. If you look carefully at Rashi, though, Rashi says that the parsha that was added is Ve'ata Techazeh. If you compare this to the psukim in Perek Yudchet, you see that Yitro began his suggestion to Moshe, his words to Moshe, not with the words Ve'ata Techazeh, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, but with the words Lo Tov Hadavar Asher Ata Oseh, Pasuk Yudzayim. He began by pointing out that what was being done was wrong. The Kutzker Rebbe asked, why does Rashi refer to the later psukim of Pasuk Chaf Aleph Ve'ata Techazeh and not to the first words that Yitro spoke of Lo Tov Hadavar Asher Ata Oseh? The Kutzker Rebbe explained that the reason we are naming the parsha after Yitro, the reason the parsha is added to the Torah, is not because Yitro was able to identify something that was being done wrong. Anyone can do that. We know how common naysayers and critiquers are. The greatness of Yitro and why the parsha was added is because he had a constructive suggestion. Not what you're doing is not good, but this is how it can be fixed. This is what I suggest. Delegate authority. The Kutzker himself is known to have been a very critical, biting, blunt, blatantly critical person who had a standard of the highest level of truth and no tolerance for falsity. It's interesting that he points out that this midah of seeing problems and being critical is something that's valuable only if it's channeled towards finding solutions. This week's parsha and its name signifies the characteristic of Yitro that not only was he able to identify the problems, he was able to think constructively about how to solve them and make concrete suggestions. Let's remember this whenever we notice problems in those around us, institutions around us, in people around us, and in ourselves, that our focus needs to be not on celebrating the problem, but on celebrating the solution.